السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: القيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت، والعاجز من اتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله، او كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us human being and granted us the wealth of iman. Basically, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made two worlds. One is dunya, one is akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran, according to one report, it's about 115 times the word dunya in the Holy Quran. 115 times. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the word akhirah, hereafter, also exactly 115 times, equal. Now, our body, if you think and ponder, has been made of two elements. It is combination of body and soul. One is our structure, outward body, which we can see and feel it. And one is internal spirit, which is invisible. We cannot see it, we cannot feel it, we cannot touch it. Right? So body, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made out of these worldly things, dunya. So all the limbs of the body has been created in the womb of mother. All the ingredients of our body is made out of these worldly realms. Whether it's blood, flesh, hair, whatever you name it, all this entire body outwardly, the ingredients are from this dunya, from this world. As far as internal spirit and power, which is the main thing in the body, which is the ruh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent from the heaven, from the top. So spirit, our soul, is not belongs to this world. It came from the different world, which we regard as hereafter. And the soul is the real thing. Because when our body was not in existence, we were all in alame arwah, the world of the souls. And in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the time of Adam alayhi salam, the first human being, to the last person who will come in this dunya, in this world, prior to the yawm al-qiyamah, all the souls of each and every one were placed or preserved in the alam arwah, in the world of soul. And according to the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah sent down soul one after the other. And when we were in the alam arwah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken a pledge from us. Alastu bi rabbikum? Am I not your sustainer? Am I not your creator? And we all souls, including the souls of rebellious, Firaun, Haman, Karun, Namrud, Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, and all the prophets, and all the righteous people, till the Yawm al-Qiyamah. All unanimously, collectively, with one voice, responded this question of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in affirmative way. Qalu bala. We all said, yes, we accept, we admit, we believe that you are our sustainer, you are our Lord. So this covenant, this pledge has been confirmed prior to we came into this dunya. And when our soul has been transferred from the alam arwah into this world, then according to the circumstances, the families, the parents, we forget that message. That's why in one of the hadith, our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, كُلُّ مَوْلُودِ يُولَدُ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ فَأَبْوَاهُ يُهَوِّدَانِهِ أَوْ يُنَصِّرَانِهِ أَوْ يُمَجِّسَانِهِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Each and every soul, each and every human being, when he was born or she was born on fitrah, on natural message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning the fitrah of Islam. But then as he was growing, or she was growing, his parents made him Jewish or Christian or fire worshipper. This is the example Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam given in hadith, because these are the main three mazahib or religions in this world. So what does it mean? Every mawlud, every newborn baby is on fitrah. Fitrah meaning believing in one Allah, believing the Creator. And later on, as he's grown up because of the environment, because of the parents, he grow up in this field, in that, you know, belief, or in that, you know, that my parents going to church, I will go to church. My parents going to the temple, I will go to the temple. You know, the whatever religion is in the household, in the parents following, automatically the child start following. Otherwise, initially, he was a Muslim. And that's why if anyone is accepting Islam through the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we call him, he's reverting to Islam. We don't say he's converting. The big difference between converting and reverting. He was on fitrah, he was a Muslim, now he was misguided or, you know, astray. Now he came back to his original form, which was Islam. Reverting, coming back to Islam. So brothers, our soul, as I said, has came down from the heaven. And that's the reason why when a person dies, you know, the body is being made up for this worldly materials, it go back to the world. No one takes his body to the heaven. Right? This body is temporary body. It was made up from the materials of these worldly ingredients. When the soul departs from the body which came from the heaven, is going back to the heaven, right? So this body has no value. Start rotting, start smelling, you cannot keep it in the house. You have to take it out and bury it somewhere. Or burn it, whatever the religion they follow. Because now body has no value. It was just a structure, skeleton, is going back from where originally it came from, right? And that's why we, alhamdulillah, the Muslims, who are very close to the nature, when we bury our beloved one, we placing into, lowering into the grave, what we remind ourselves, we're talking to ourselves, what is the dua we are making? This is the verse of the Holy Quran, in Surah Taha. مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. That those who are surrounding us, lowering someone else's mayyat in body, reminding themselves, today I am marrying this person. Min ha-khalaqnakum. Because we have created you from the same. And we are returning back you into the same. And on the Yawmul Qiyamah, we are going to resurrect you again from the same. So this is the lesson for us who are still alive, who still have a chance to, you know, rectify their mistakes, correct their direction, and they still have some chance to prepare for hereafter. So as I said, the world of dunya, what is our main purpose of coming into this world? To prepare for hereafter. That's the main goal of the believers. And all the prophets came from the time of Adam alayhi salam to our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Each and every prophet has invited and reminded us to prepare for hereafter. No Nabi came who taught us how to earn the dunya, how to do the farming, how to run the business. No one. The all solely message was prepare for hereafter. Because this world is temporary world. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned 115 times the word of dunya, 115 times the word of akhirah. Basic lesson, if you study and go through all these ayat of the Holy Quran, the message will be same. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala condemned this dunya, did not like this dunya. And those who are running after dunya, Allah doesn't like them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encouraged those who are trying, making an effort towards hereafter. Allah ta'ala says in one of the verses, وَمَا هَذِي الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهُمُ وَلَعِبُ وَإِنَّ الدَّارِ الْآخِرَةِ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ لَوْ كَامِ يَعْلَمُونَ. In the same words, dunya and akhirah. First Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala condemned the dunya. وَمَا هَذِي الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهُمُ وَلَعِبُ. What is the reality of this world? Is this amusement, just playing around for a few minutes, for a while? وَإِنَّ الدَّارِ الْآخِرَةِ. But if you compare to the life after death, life in hereafter, Layal Hayawan, that is everlasting, that is forever, is not finishing, is not ending, never ending, everlasting. Yeah? So if a wise person, that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, Al Kayisu Mandana Nafsahu wa Amila Lima Badal Maut. A wise person is that who controls his lust and desires and he works towards hereafter. وَالْعَاجِزُ مَنْ أَتْبَعَ نَفْسَهُ هَوَاهَا وَتَمَنَّ عَلَى اللَّهِ. And the wicked person, a foolish person, is that who follows his lust and desires in this dunya, and then he hopes for hereafter on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My Allah is Ghafur Rahim, He will forgive me. I don't have to do any work. I don't have to pray salah, I don't have to fast. But my Allah is merciful, He will forgive me. If Allah is merciful, why is created Jahannam? Allah is Ad. He's going to take the justice. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it very clear. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِسْخَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَوْ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِسْخَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَوْ. Whoever will bring little bit, one atom of good deed, he will find it. He will see the reward of it in hereafter. We will reward for that little tiny good action. And whoever will do little bad, even the side of mosquito, and in this regard, Allah is going to take him to the task for that and can grant him, can you know, punish him for that little thing also. So that will be justification in the Yawmul Qiyamah. And that's why kuffar will be amazed when they will see the book of deed. مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْسَاهَا وَمَجَدُوا مَا عَامِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمْ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. Surah Al-Kahf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when they will see their book of deeds open in front of them, they will be amazed, they will be surprised, they will be stunned. What amazing this book is, it never left any minute or major action, but it has been recorded there. And he didn't miss any action, whether it's good or bad. and they will find whatever they have done during their lifetime in front of them. Clear cut, black and white. And that's why for every human being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed two angels sitting on their shoulders since they were born until they will die. They're not moving from there. Wherever he goes, whatever he does, these two angels, Kiraman and Katibin, are sitting there, and their only solely, you know, duty and responsibility and job is to just write it down. They don't say anything. If you're doing good action, quietly they're going to write it down, recording. If you're doing bad action, he's not going to stop you. He will let you do it. You are responsible for your action. Their job is just to write it down. What day, what time, which place you did this. يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ These two angels are there, and their job is to write it down every single deed, every single action, and to know exactly what you are doing and how you are doing. So no one will be able to escape on the Yawmul Qiyamah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted this life, my brothers, whether it is 60 years, 70 years, is just to prepare for hereafter. We are not going to be here forever. We have to leave one day, sooner or later. And there is no guarantee we are going to reach the age of 70 or 60 and then we will die. We will become old, then I come to the masjid, when I retire from my job, nothing to do, now I come to the masjid. Unfortunately, even the retired people, old people, are not even coming to the masjid. Those who are doing nothing at home, they're not good for dunya, they are also not coming for hereafter. Masjid is always empty, unfortunately. Right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ash-Shura, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الْآخِرَةِ نَزِدْ لَهُ فِي حَرْثِ وَمَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الدُّنْيَا نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ نَصِيبٍ. Again, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will, Allah's wish, is each and every soul must enter into the paradise. But the actions is required. Without a'mal, without iman, there is no salvation. So these two things are being granted to us, and we are responsible to take care of our iman until we die. Faith should be there. And with the iman, we have to do the good action and good amal. And here the supports of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mercy of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the duas of the angels are always with those who are trying to do something good. No angel is praying or praising that person who is committing sin. They don't like it. They curse upon them. But if a person is trying to do little action, angels are there to support. Angels are there to help. Because our goal is this, to pass the test of dunya and become successful in hereafter. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ كَانُوا يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الْآخِرَةِ. Those who just want to intend, yurid, irada, just make irada, intention. That's why it is said that the intention of the believer is better than his action. The intention of the believer is better than his action. He gets reward on his intention. But good intention, not bad intention. You start getting reward just by making an intention. I want to go to masjid, Allah will start writing the reward from that point. Right? So, man kano yuridu. Allah never said he did good action, then I reward or increase. He said, man kano yuridu harsal akhirah. Those who want to do the farming of hereafter, you know, doing something for hereafter, just making irada, just making intention. Nazid lahu fi harfihi. So this is my promise, I will increase his rewards, his harvests. Because he's trying towards akhirat, I will increase. That's why it is said if you pray one salat inside the masjid, make little effort, one salat will equal to 27 times. Allah will increase. If you pray home or somewhere else, you get in the sawab of one salat. But to make little effort and come to the masjid, Allah become happy and increase your reward from 1 to 27. Why? Because Allah wants us to become successful in hereafter. وَمَنْ كَانُ يُرِدُ حَرْثَ الدُّنْيَا نُبْتِهِ مِنْهَا. Those who are making intention, making an effort, sacrificing, struggling towards dunya, So Allah Ta'ala said, Nuktihi minha, we will give them little bit out of it. Whatever a person is planning, how much of effort is making, how much of money is spending to earn more dunya, he is not getting successful according to his plan, according to his wish, according to his desire, according to wealth and time he spent on it. Allah said, Nuktihi minha. We will give him little bit out of it. He's making 100% effort, we will give him 5-10% of dunya. No promise for dunya. No increasement for dunya. No barakat for dunya. وَمَعْرُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ نَصِيرٍ. And but, if it's entire, you know, his effort, his struggle, his time he's spending on dunya, in hereafter he will not get anything out of it. Nothing. Zero. So wise person, my brothers, as Rasulullah mentioned, we should control our lust and desire and spend more time towards hereafter. That's where inshallah we become successful. May Allah give us tawfiq for that.